father and your mother.
Yeah.
Okay. How about their parents?
Who you got? I know my grandmother was born in this immediate community.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother Garrett was a black woman. And I'm not sure. I think somewhere in the lower end of Green Creek, that'd be down number 9 as you go into South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I believe that's correct.
Is that in the county?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You think all of them were born here in Polk County?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Were any of your ancestors from any other countries ever?
Most of them from Ireland.
From Ireland? Mm-hmm. Okay. And was there any settlement here of any kind of Germans or French or anything like that around this area?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, like I told you on the phone, I've just got a bunch of questions about just local terms for different ordinary things. Some of them may seem kind of silly, but we'll go through it, and you know, if it's a... Well,
I've written papers of my own before.
Have you?
I've answered questions like this, so fire
in. Okay. Well, you may have terms that you ordinarily use, or terms that you remember people using when you were growing up, you know, mm-hmm. and you can tell me that, whether it's something that you wouldn't hear anymore or whatever. Like, starts off with just the different rooms in the house. Like, what do you call the room in the house where you have company?
Living room.
Come. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have those things that sit in there that hold the logs?
Well, the question you want is fire irons.
Uh-huh. That's what they call them here. Fire irons. Okay. And what about up over the fireplace? You got
mantle.
A shelf there.
Mantle.
What would you use to start a fire with?
And in the local idiom, when I was growing up, it was a far board.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fire, really, but it was pronounced F-A-R.
Uh-huh.
Now, what was your question again?
Oh, about kind of wood that you would use to start a fire.
Okay. splinter pine, usually.
Uh-huh. That's from the, like, stump, tree stump type?
It's some people call it light wood down east and so on. It's a pine stump and what have you. That's the usual thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Splinters is just about universal around here, the older generation.
Okay. And how about like furniture in your living room? What do you call that long piece of furniture in there that you sit on and lay on? Or
ooh, I don't... You know, you sort of got me a sofa, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, some of them have... I mean, some of these are just kind of basic. There's not a whole lot of different...
Well, I'm sure you know by now that there's certain things that you think you know. You've known all your life, and somebody asks you, oh, now, wait a minute.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And what about these things that go up and down that roll on your windows? What do you call those?
Shades.
Okay. And now what about in the bedroom? What kind of furniture would you have in there?